This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, coming at you live from the Keene, New Hampshire studios. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And, you know, it's a beautiful day here in the Shire. Well, here in the Shire is how I would prefer to characterize it. But, I mean, it is a neighborhood as well. Did you happen to hear the crash out there about 20 minutes ago?
I missed it.
It was extremely amusing. Apparently, this girl could not take her eyes off me while she was driving. And she drove up onto the curb.
You get her number?
No, because I don't date stupid people.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like that kind of staring. I wasn't there. That's not usually what...
Yeah, gawking would be more accurate, I think. So she drove up onto the curb, completely wrecked her front driver's side tire. I mean, passenger side tire. Just completely wrecked it.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, I just continued walking. You can't fix stupid people, right?
Yeah.
So that's how my day is going, but it's the least innocuous thing that's happened to me while walking so far this week.
Well, at least he didn't have her arrested for mopery with intent to gawk.
I think there's some other crimes she might have committed there. I don't think that's one of them.
That's true. So, of course, in the news, speaking of cops and people being arrested, evidently some extreme form of cop blocking resulted in a cop being bitten and his cruiser stolen. Melanie, do you happen to have that in front of you?
Yes, yeah, so this was in Nashua, New Hampshire, so that's about 20 minutes from where I live.
Nashua cops are pretty nasty, too.
I wouldn't bite a cop. That just strikes me as nasty. Like,
if I was going to bite a cop in New Hampshire, it would be a Keene cop.
I tend not to bite people.
Well, yeah.
By whatever means necessary.
I don't think I've been in a person past, like, 2 years old. I don't know.
You bite children?
She said, she meant her own age.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I bit my cat once. It had bitten me, and it was a sort of a friendly nibble back.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never bitten a cop. Out of all the human beings that I would think of biting, a cop would be really low on the list of priorities.
I didn't even want to touch a cop. Then I got to go wash my hands.
I know. It's so disgusting. Now, isn't this like, can't this be like an attempted murder charge or something like that?
I don't think you're going to get that in New Hampshire. There's places you probably would. Like, oh, he swatted at me. Attempted murder of a police officer.
If he had AIDS or Hep C or something like that, but I haven't seen that in the story.
It doesn't say anything like that. So they're probably sending to the hospital to run every test that the hospital offers. But
oh yeah, cops get the best treatment, obviously.
To be fair, whenever you get in, like, a minor, like, not a wreck, but, like, if, you know, somebody bumps into you, they're like, oh, do you need to go to the hospital? No.
Yeah.
But this is
Well, they can't be sued for asking when they didn't need to.
Right, and that's true, and that's fair, so I guess any other industry would do that also, but to be fair, they are applying the same standard of no medical treatment necessary equals the hospital.
True.
So, this man is now being charged with several felonies. Do we have any idea what these felonies are? Obviously, stealing the police cruiser is going to be a felony. That tends to be frowned upon by
cop
the state.
Biting.
Is that a felony?
That's probably felonious. I don't know. I would imagine that's felonious battery.
I think it's felonious battery in Louisiana. That might be a unique charge.
Felonious is definitely not like literally the statute is called felonious battery, but there's different forms of battery.
So was he actually cop blocking, or did the cops attempt to like? I mean, that would be question number two for sure.
Oscar,
has he been in the studio before? Oscar Alicia, 24. He hopped into the police cruiser at 11:54 a.m. And apparently the officer in question was conducting a traffic stop. So I guess he was cop blocking. May not have actually been part of cop block, but by definition was cop blocking at that point.
Yeah, so presumably if this was a minor traffic infraction, the cop decided to abandon that to go see who was taking his car.
I just want to know if this guy was wearing a cape, because he's my hero now.
Well,
it doesn't say he was, so he probably wasn't.
I'm going to assume he was probably not wearing a cape.
Not all heroes do.
Evidently, the cop tried to stop him, but the guy drove off with the driver's door open, and the guy in question, Oscar Alicia, is accused of biting the officer during the incident. So he, like, jumps into the driver's seat. The cop sees it and starts running after him, saying, no, don't do that, or whatever, probably with some profanity in there and some more coarse commands, because he's a cop, and that's generally what they do. And during the course of this, presumably tries to pull the man out of the vehicle, and the man responds by biting him.
Yeah. Usually if you get close enough to bite a cop, you don't get away. So that's really impressive.
Well, he didn't quite get away. He drove off the road and hit a fence and a porch at a nearby residence. So this dude was probably on meth. I mean, this is the kind of thing you do on meth, really. They are
big with the biting and the face-eating, aren't they?
I think bath salts is more about the face-eating.
Oh, okay.
Never having done it, I'm not 100% sure.
You've never even eaten face?
I've never eaten bath salts.
Oh, okay.
No comment on the other question. So, Alicia is charged with 4 felony counts of reckless conduct, as well as charges of theft of a motor vehicle, theft of a firearm, robbery, simple assault on a police officer. This is a very long list.
And now, so I didn't link the version I wanted to, and I can't find the longer version with more details. They're charging him with theft of a firearm because there was a firearm in the car when he drove it off. He didn't, like, take the gun off of the cop.
Right, it was probably the shotgun.
Yeah, I don't know that you survive that, and I don't know why you would have unattended firearms laying in your unlocked car. That's also kind of a bad plan, but
because they're cops. They don't have to follow decency and common sense. They have little badges that say they don't have to.
Yeah, well, also, if it was a locked, it could have been in a locked rack. Some of them lock into racks that are locked
true.
With a handcuff key, in which case he could have been charged with stealing it, even though he would never have been in a position to actually take it away from the car.
Which, that seems like a exaggerated charge to me. I'm sure it's legal, but
yeah, so, removal of a firearm, maybe.
Yeah, so if I, if someone steals a car, and there happens to be something in the car that they just didn't know was there. Yeah, you stole the car. I don't know about the other stuff.
So, continuing on with this list of charges, resisting detention, resisting arrest, obstructing government administration, operating without a valid license, and 3 counts of conduct after an accident. Melanie, do you know what that means, conduct after an accident?
It means leaving the scene of an accident.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
I'm sorry.
Either refusing, running off, refusing to give your insurance. I guess you don't need insurance information here. Refusing to give your information here.
The cop needs the insurance information, I would think. Right? It was his vehicle.
Yeah,
unless he ran into anyone else.
Well, he hit a porch. He hit someone's fence
and
porch.
Yeah, so if you run into people, you have to give them your info.
Yeah, the reason is when they charge you in New Hampshire, they charge you using the title of the RSA, which sometimes makes no sense as a charge, like conduct after an accident.
That's a very unusual charge because conduct is like a synonym for behavior, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's basically
so breathing
it's not like
is
they're
conduct.
Charging him with you did a thing.
Yeah,
existed after this accident, and that is.
Oh, well, the conduct of after an accident heading is above a list of things that you can't do after an accident.
Okay, yeah, refusing to stop,
But, I mean, he did stop after hitting someone's porch,
well,
it would seem. Give us a call. Tell us what you think about cops and these sort of ridiculous charges. That number's 855-450-3733. That's 855-453, as in Free Talk Live. Or use the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and Nobody.
And moving on from the discussion about the cop, because there's not really much more that can really be discussed on that particular subject. I mean, the guy bit a police officer and stole the car.
Well, he took the car.
He took the car. That's correct. Because as we were talking about during the break, he can't actually steal it because it doesn't belong to the cop. It belongs to the state. Which raises the question, you know, if you're a taxpayer, doesn't that police cruiser belong as much to you as it does to the police officer?
Well, more so because if they stole your funds and involuntarily converted them into a police cruiser, then it seems like you would own that and whatever difference between the value. Also, I would even go further and to say that if this was a pile of cash or a building, then I would more go into that. This is a weapon that someone is currently using to commit aggression. So at any point, anybody, whether they're a net taxpayer or not, can take a weapon away from an aggressor without having to own the weapon.
I would absolutely agree with that sentiment. And I wish more people did. Because that is the proper way to view police officers, of course. They are out there utilizing force, violence, and aggression against ordinary peaceful citizens who are just going about their lives 99.9% of the time, not really causing any particular problems for anyone except perhaps themselves. And this, in the eyes of the state, is just an absolute travesty that needs to be punished with kidnapping, extortion, fines, up to and including the death penalty, realistically.
Yeah, so not in New Hampshire anymore, but yeah, in about half the states, they can just straight up kill you.
Well, sort of not in New Hampshire anymore, but if the police have the authority to kill you if you're resisting arrest, then the death penalty is still in place.
Yeah, they will still kill you. They just will do it extrajudicially. And now it's a bad plan at this point in time.
It is.
To go and just take any running police car.
Yeah.
But it's not stealing.
It's definitely not something that we would recommend.
Well, if you're going to do it, think ahead and have an escape plan. But don't do it. Yeah.
And definitely don't run into a random person's porch, because that is aggression.
Yeah, that's what makes me think this guy was probably on meth or very, 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 very drunk. Because you just don't do that sort of thing when you're sober. Well, I don't know. There was that. She came pretty close to hitting someone's porch. And Fitz, if there had been one right there near the curb, she would have hit it.
Or if the curb wasn't there.
Yeah, she's probably neither drunk nor.
Who's she?
Stoned on meth. I don't know. Some stupid girl who was staring at me and forgot how to drive. Or forgot that she was driving. So you don't necessarily have to be on meth or drunk.
I mean, or he could have knew the woman that was pulled over, or he could have just had enough and he had met his limit of just BS from cops in general.
But it's the hitting the fence and the porch thing afterward that makes me think, oh, okay, this guy was tweaking.
Yeah, but I don't know how well people drive when they're being chased. They're being chased in a car that's not a car they're used to.
I'm probably more powerful than they're used to.
Yeah, because they're used to driving plastic, and these things are metal, so.
Yeah, my last two cars have been ex-cop cars, and they do have a pair.
Yeah, they do. I noticed that as well on the time I took it up to the hotel room. It's definitely got some roar to it
if
you floor that pedal. So it's true. He may not have been expecting that.
Yeah, he might be used to driving tiny little cars.
So don't steal a cop car, but if you do, be aware that it's probably got more power.
And you should have an escape plan.
And you should have an escape plan. But again, don't steal a cop car, and definitely don't bite police officers. Those disease-ridden things, that cannot be good for you.
Also, if you're Jewish or Muslim, that's not kosher.
Yeah, it's not acceptable to eat bacon. But moving on, there's stuff happening in Hong Kong and China, and I have not followed this very closely beyond knowing that because of some weird British Empire crap, the city of Hong Kong is not technically part of China.
Yeah, the Chinese leased Hong Kong to the British Empire for 100 years, which, ironically enough, made Hong Kong one of the most prosperous countries in the world, because the Brits, as Milton Friedman pointed out, wrote some simple laws against robbery, rape, and murder, and then just sat around drinking tea and let the economy evolve naturally, and it evolved a very powerful economy.
Interesting. I was not, I have not followed any of this very closely. Evidently, after more than 150 years as a British colony, Hong Kong became a special administrative region of China in July 1997. At the time, many in the bustling city and global financial hub weren't sure what to make of the new Communist Party overseers in Beijing. Well, I do know that Hong Kong is a fairly capitalist city, or at least corporatist, right?
Yeah, and I would say it's probably closer to capitalism than we are. It's got pretty free markets.
Well, that's good on them for that. But the idea, then, of them being overseen by the Communist Party in Beijing would certainly be problematic. But on Monday, exactly 22 years later, a crowd of protesters smashed their way into the central chambers of Hong Kong's parliament. Inside, they spray-painted graffiti critical of Hong Kong's government, and one protester placed the old colonial flag of Hong Kong over the city's official emblem. So, are these people protesting? Do they want to return to British rule?
Well, they want to get out from under the Chinese. They had it pretty good under British rule.
I'm not going to remark on that. I can't advocate colonialism. And even if they want to be colonized, I still think it was, you know, Stockholm Syndrome would be a fairly good descriptor of why they would want to be back under British rule rather than being free.
Well, it's almost, if you get moved to a supermax, or if you're in a county jail and you get moved to a supermax prison, you might miss the county jail by comparison.
That's true as well, but that's also almost literally Stockholm Syndrome.
Well, Stockholm Syndrome is more you've come to identify with the captors. In this case, it's just...
Well, it's since taken on a broader meaning than that.
Okay. Fair enough.
But the scenes mark a new level of intensity for protests that began this year in response to a bill that would have allowed extraditions to mainland China. Hong Kong didn't... Oh, this is interesting news for cryptocurrency at the very least, because when China closed all of their exchanges or whatever they did, they made Bitcoin mining illegal. Everybody who was interested took their business to Hong Kong instead.
Mm.
So this could be bad news for the people who went to Hong Kong to avoid the oppressive Chinese government and its attempts to tell them what currencies they could and could not use.
True.
But the storming of the Legislative Council presents the strongest challenge to Chinese control of Hong Kong, and many have argued that it is a culmination of more than a decade of frustration over repeated encroachments by Beijing on Hong Kong's special status. There's more of this story, so don't go anywhere. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, 855-450-3733.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is answering back after the Iranian regime declared it's increasing its supply of enriched uranium in breach of the 2015 nuclear pact that they signed with the U.S. President Trump tells reporters Iran is going down a slippery slope.
They know what they're doing. They know what they're playing with. And I think they're playing with fire. So no message to Iran whatsoever.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz was down in McAllen, Texas, meeting with Border Patrol agents and talking to them about some of the things they are going through on a daily basis. The senator also has a message for Congress.
The responsibility for this crisis lies directly
on the United States Congress, on loopholes that Congress has put into law that are encouraging far too many people to make this arduous journey.
The Los Angeles Angels are mourning the death of 27-year-old pitcher Tyler Skaggs. Skaggs was found dead in his hotel room, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll know this is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Tell us about whatever is on your mind with you tonight. It's Aria.
Melanie.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
So getting back to the story about Hong Kong, evidently things suck there, which isn't terribly surprising. That's what happens when you have an out-of-control government that likes oppressing people, and that's pretty much what the Chinese government is. I can't say that I blame the people of Hong Kong. I mean, the Chinese government, they do kill people to harvest their organs. They are running concentration camps. They are using facial recognition software. In order to buy a knife, you have to have some sort of unique identifier laser etched into the handle of the blade, into the handle of the knife.
Wow.
All of this is taking place right now in China, so I understand why they would be like...
Do they have hacksaws there?
I don't know why.
Okay, because you could fix one of those knives with a hacksaw.
Yes, but then you're in possession of an illegal weapon,
yeah,
which is not something I would want to be in China.
Mm.
So on July the 1st of 2013, the 6th anniversary of the handover of Hong Kong, an annual protest held on the day swelled to its largest number, with an estimated 500,000 people turning out. Many were motivated to protest proposed changes to Hong Kong's post-colonial constitution, known as the Basic Law. Is that what you were referring to earlier?
Well, the Basic Law, I believe, was instituted when the British left and handed them over to the Chinese to govern. Hong Kong's been a semi-autonomous zone, so it's been immune from a lot of Chinese law, making it the... putting it in the weird position of being effectively a capitalist province of a communist country.
Right, but what is the Basic Law?
Well, the Basic Law is their constitution. I don't know what's contained in it.
Okay. Evidently, the bill would have criminalized subversion against the Chinese government. After mass protests, however, Hong Kong's legislature indefinitely shelved the plan. So the government of Hong Kong appears to be trying to skirt this edge between the Chinese government and what the people of Hong Kong actually want. Now, realistically, they don't have the capabilities of fighting the Chinese government. If the Chinese government wants to take Hong Kong, then it can. And that's certainly problematic.
It certainly can. It faced a lot of trouble over Tiananmen Square. Still, in China, you can't talk about Tiananmen Square, which is pretty notable. I mean, they killed 10,000 people. So,
yeah.
I mean, they can take it. They don't want to be in that position, I don't think, though.
This isn't the only news about Hong Kong and China. However, Nike, the athletic shoe giant, the one that recently used Colin Kaepernick in its logo, or was it Michael Vick? I know they used Kaepernick, but I think they used
difference.
Vick as
one
well.
One was a dog fighter and the other was a freedom fighter.
I know. I know. Well, I don't know if I could. I don't know if I could call Kaepernick a freedom fighter.
Well, maybe not a fighter, but okay, when you've got a $1 million contract and you're willing to sacrifice that to make a point against police brutality, to me, that's some kind of heroic.
Well, he's got the $1 million at that point.
Yeah.
So, it's a good way of getting paid without suffering the brain damage of playing professional football, is what I would argue. So I don't know how heroic he really was, but anyway. So the product that they were working on, they have pulled it from the shelf. It was a sneaker collaboration with a sportswear brand called Undercover, whose principal designer, his name sounds Japanese, but I guess it's Chinese, Jun Takahashi, published these unspeakable words on Twitter: "No extradition, go Hong Kong." So Nike made its decision based on feedback from Chinese consumers. Which, yeah, I mean, that's where Nikes are generally made, is it not? Aren't they typically made in China?
I think they're made in the Far East. I don't know if they're made in China. Some of the industries that originally moved to China have actually relocated to poorer countries as China has gotten richer because the labor wasn't as cheap in China anymore.
Right. Well, I mean, it's basic economics. There were a lot of poor people in China. We gave them jobs, and giving them jobs stopped them from being poor.
Yeah, see, that's what socialists don't understand about exploitations. When you exploit a circumstance, you also liquidate that circumstance. If you exploit...
I don't know if I want to use the word exploit.
Well,
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Well,
but they use the word exploit in a much more loaded way.
Yeah, they do. And one of the reasons that I use the exploitation and liquidation idea is that I think it's a more accurate thing of what's going on. You're exploiting a temporary condition, and you're making it more temporary by exploiting it. You can't exploit the unemployed people without giving them jobs. And then... once everybody has a job, well, you're just going to have to hire people with jobs, and then you're going to have to pay them more.
So the context of Nike and China is this. And Hong Kong, and they're describing it, the National Review is describing it this way, so just be advised, there are quotation marks around all of this. A free, liberal, democratic, self-governing city, in quotation marks. They didn't put quotation marks there. I'm just letting you know.
Could we quotate each and every one of those terms individually?
Well, I think quoting them all would be sufficient.
Okay, true.
Was handed over to the powers that be in Beijing, a clutch of corrupt, brutal, dishonest, organ-harvesting, gulag-operating murderers. God, this article is not pulling any punches. As part of an agreement with the United Kingdom, who once had sovereignty over Hong Kong as a colonial power. Beijing wants Hong Kong to be more like the rest of China, and the people of Hong Kong do not. They recently took to the streets to force the reversal of a decision that would have subjected Hong Kong residents to extradition to the so-called People's Republic of China for certain crimes rather than be tried in Hong Kong under Hong Kong law.
Now, did they say there that the basic law was an agreement between the British and the Chinese?
They have not mentioned the basic law in this article. But because the government in Beijing has no compunction about drumming up charges for political prisoners, this would have represented a noose around the neck of every dissident in Hong Kong. So John Takahashi tweeted his support for liberal Democrats against mass murdering National Socialists. And Nike sided with the mass murdering National Socialists. Swoosh. There goes your soul.
Hmm.
I like the way he phrased that. They are National Socialists. I would like to begin calling the Chinese government a Nazi regime. I mean, there's no reason not to.
Well, the reason not to is because that, in the popular mind, puts them on the right wing, and they're nowhere near the right wing. They're as far left as you can go.
It depends on what you mean by right and left, really. I would argue that the true left is the Libertarian Party, or not even the Libertarian Party, because they're much more centrist than I would like. But the anarchists are far left, is how I would phrase it.
Huh.
And authoritarianism, conservatism, is far right. But even then, the whole dichotomy there of left versus right, it's flawed anyway. Like the Nolan chart really shows, it's more about freedom versus authoritarianism than anything else. And what particular brand the authoritarianism comes in isn't really of much significance to the person with the boot on their neck.
Mm.
You know, it doesn't make a difference whether it's a progressive socialist country that's oppressing you or if it's, you know, a right-wing psychotic one like Hitler's Germany oppressing you. Either way, you're being oppressed.
Yeah, see...
Well, I mean, I think there's a lot of personal preference in there, which I understand that it's subjective, but it just seems like it would matter. If I had to live in either a far-left communist regime or a far-right authoritarian regime, I feel like there's one that would be worse than the other.
Really?
Yes.
On what basis?
On the basis of which things they're going to prohibit me from doing.
Okay. That's a fair point, I guess. To me, it's both undesirable. I don't know if I want to give it a lot of thought about what it would be like to live under either of these regimes. Let us know what you think. The number is 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security IPO or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and tell us whatever is on your mind. Numbers 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and Nobody.
And we've been discussing Hong Kong and Nike and the Chinese government and just the general horrors of the Chinese government. It's something we talked about more on my own show, which is called A Freedom, which airs Sundays and Wednesdays at 2 o'clock p.m. on Twitch and DLive. You can find it there. Because we haven't really, that I've been aware of, we haven't really discussed the horrors of what is happening in China and the absolute danger we face as a species if we allow this to become standard for governments throughout the world. The people of China, if they were presented with an absolute need to rebel and overthrow their government, they have absolutely no mechanism for doing so. They have no mechanism for communicating with one another away from the eyes of the government. They have no way to collect arms against the government. Everything they do, everything they say, is constantly being monitored, cataloged. They are cut off from the wider world. Their police are using facial recognition software to instantly ID them and to see if they're wanted, to see if they're political dissidents, to see if they're unhappy. Not to mention the 1.5 Uyghur Muslims who have been rounded up and put into concentration camps, being force-fed bacon and wine, and kept from fulfilling their religious beliefs. All of this is happening right now.
Can I get
right
into
now.
One of those camps?
Why would you want
bacon and wine? This is my
jail is not fun. Like that's
yeah, it's true. It's true. I guess I got used to it.
And these are far worse than jail. You know, these are concentration camps. They are re-education centers.
Yeah.
For the entire Uyghur population of China. The entire province, is currently under that level of extensive monitoring in China. It's basically a test ground for authoritarian policies to be enacted throughout the rest of China. Mm-hmm. There's the social credit system where they keep track of everything you post on social media in China. And if it's something that's negative about the government, oh, the trains were late today, the city government needs to really step up their game, you lose social credit. What do they call it? What did I just call it?
Social credit.
And if you have too little social credit, they will keep you from getting a job, keep you from traveling. And at some point, you got to expect if you hit like negative 100 or something, they will just cut out the middleman and send you to a re-education camp. All of this is happening in China right now. And we see similar things being developed in a more, what I characterize as a fascist way here in the United States, where it's not the American government directly doing these things. It's the American government doing these things through companies corporations like Facebook and Google who do their monitoring for them, but are more than happy to turn around and hand the government whatever it wants. So to me, that's an irrelevant distinction, whether the government of China is doing it directly or the government of the United States is doing it indirectly through Google and Facebook. If the channels of communication are as open as they are, and there's no oversight, no checks, no balances to restrict what the American government can access and what they can't, this data that is being collected by Facebook and Google and Amazon about our preferences, where we live, what we're doing at any given time, what is the difference between Google knowing where I am at any given moment and the Chinese government knowing where I am at any given moment? If Google will gladly, simply by a dark court request, I can't remember, a FISA court request, give the American government all of that information at the drop of a hat. To me, there is no difference. We're seeing these systems in China being developed for use in the wider world.
Yeah, I mean, it's useful, I think, to regard the entire corporate and governmental bureaucracy as a single animal. I think of it as the military, regulatory, industrial complex. And it brings all of the bad boys, or all of the big boys are in it, because once you have $1 billion, you're going to do what the government tells you, or they're going to take it away from you.
Yeah, absolutely. And now we have Amazon devices in our homes and things like that. We joke about being NSA wiretaps. Yeah.
I'm an engineer.
You have a phone that reacts to OK Google.
That I do.
Same difference. It's just not Amazon.
I can leave my phone somewhere else where it can't be heard if I really want to. And I have done that.
Yeah.
Going and getting an Echo just because you're too lazy to walk over your phone and be like, Siri, what is the capital of Spain? Like, I just don't see the trade-off there. Whereas, like, having all knowledge in your pocket and a GPS.
Sure.
I understand that trade-off. Just not having to... I don't understand what the trade-off of an Echo is.
I agree. There are benefits in having cellular devices. I have one as well. The GPS is a huge benefit. The text messaging, phone calls, all of that. The access to the world's information at my fingertips, definitely a plus. But they are Trojan horses. We did invite them into our homes, not fully considering the implications. And now we basically are carrying the government in our pockets around the clock.
You can screw with them, though, when you do that. Like, you can, if you want to, you can, like, be really disturbing to your NSA agent. You can just...
do you think it's to that extent already?
I mean, both
for
of us.
Us?
He might have his own NSA agent. I don't know. I probably don't.
I'm pretty sure
most
I've got my
don't
own
people don't have, like,
FBI
their
agent.
Own... Oh, yeah, you definitely have your own FBI agent. But... Yeah. Okay, most people have, like, their own.
I mean,
NSA
we shouldn't
agent,
say our own, because I wouldn't be surprised if they had the same guy surveilling, like, me and Ian, or,
maybe, yeah.
You know, maybe
they just
even
have, like,
all
a lower workload than somebody with just, like, a bunch of, like, random people. But whatever one's on, you know, on the clock at that moment, you can just do really disturbing things.
Right.
You can do really cryptic things that are really just gibberish and just, like, kind of not watch them, but, like, in theory, watch them try to figure it out, and it doesn't even mean anything. Like, you
troll
just,
the
you
police.
That, I like this idea because I overheard a conversation one night of two people discussing a steak, and it was such an odd conversation that I thought that steak was a euphemism for some kind of drug. But but they were just talking about steak.
Yeah.
Like an actual beef steak.
Or you could just like say a whole bunch of code words. Or flag words, and then just do something really boring, like take your groceries.
I love these ideas. Of course, all of this is assuming that, you know, our devices are being monitored to some degree by the NSA and the FBI. And this is a legitimate threat, because they don't really need any particular access to your phone in order to achieve this sort of thing. They can do it at the network level, monitoring all of your communications between your cellular provider and anyone else that they want. This is how they actually caught some mafia dude a number of years ago. They were intercepting his text messages at the cellular level before they even reached his phone. So they certainly have that capability. That's one of the problems with centralized communication in the first place, is that the government doesn't have to squeeze you for information. They just have to squeeze AT&T or Verizon or whatever company, and those companies, more often than not, will gladly turn that information over.
Yeah, you don't have to twist their arms very hard. Just say national security.
Yeah, they will sometimes make a show of, oh, no, we can't give you that. And the government goes, okay, fine, we'll go get your stupid warrant. And they'll come back with a warrant, a FISA warrant, yeah. And they will get whatever they want.
Or they'll just bribe an employee.
Yeah, or they'll bribe an employee. I don't know how common that is, but I wouldn't put it past most employees.
I mean, that's probably in deep state territory, but I'm sure it's still happening.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, that's why
they
got
CIA will stop at nothing.
That's why they have all of these contractors for the NSA and for the CIA, so that they can do things like that. And technically, it's not the government bribing an employee. It's some contractor. And if the contractor gets busted, there won't even be any free market repercussions for that. They'll just change their name like Blackwater did and continue doing exactly what they were doing before.
That's called plausible deniability, boys and girls. Can you say plausible deniability? Sure. I knew you could.
So I'm not sure what difference there already is. And we have our own, well, the American government has its own concentration camps at the southern border right now. Walmart's turned into concentration camps. And the Border Patrol people were attempting to refuse doctors access to the children and the adults that they had, you know, kidnapped and thrown in abandoned Walmarts that they bought. I don't think they were abandoned at the time. It turned into concentration camps. And a federal court had to come in and say, no, you have to actually let doctors visit these people and make sure they're not dying of typhoid.
And these weren't these Walmarts taken on Obama's watch?
They were.
And converted?
They were.
So this wasn't a Trump thing. This is something that's been happening.
Yeah, this is a government thing in general. My message to the people of New Mexico, Arizona, Texas is the same as it's always been. Take up arms and go liberate these people who are being imprisoned, thrown into concentration camps by the American government. If ever there was a time to... Liberating people from the concentration camps would be that time. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Let us know if you disagree. Again, that number is 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, or use the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com for clearer quality.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com. FTL20.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.